as anyone who has ever been on this planet or ever will be. You have as much power as anyone who has ever lived on this planet or ever will be. Say to the person next to you, that means you. The universe has amazing plans for me. The universe has amazing plans for you. And I think it's incumbent upon each one of us to really live our power, our passion, and our purpose in the world. Do we have an agreement that in fact the world right now more than ever before needs our light? Let me see a show of hands. And can I have an amen?
Amen.
So that those of us who are still playing small, it's time to step up. Nobody else is going to do it. Amen?
Amen.
Because if they were, they would have done it by now. Amen?
Amen.
So there is within each one of us this potential of grandness. And as long as we pretend and play small, that grandness cannot come alive the way it's meant to be. And in fact, God cannot be God in the world the way God intended. This means that each one of us is made to be the divine in expression. Unity's first principle says there's what? One presence and one power. God the good, omnipotent. And the second principle says what? That presence is alive in you. Sometimes it's like, you could have fooled me. I had a friend new in Unity, and she said, well, I love the Christ in you because the rest of you is full of it. I said, wait. We want it to be obvious that the Christ in us is coming forth. Amen?
Amen?
So what I'm here to tell you, each one of us have a very specific power to bring forth into the world. If you were taking notes today, you would have three things to write down. Power, passion, purpose. Say those three with me together.
Power, passion, purpose.
Power, passion, and purpose. That's what it's all about today. Oh, I forgot, honey. Make sure and tell me at 20 minutes. I get carried away. When I'm at Unity of New York, I cannot help it. I feel like I'm home every time I'm here. I just feel like we belong together, and yesterday the work that was done is such a deep level. What is so amazing, here's how you know you're living from your power. And I mean true power, God power, which means you're living from unconditional, like reckless love of God. That's really ultimately your power. It's when you get a new insight into yourself and all you can do is allow the tears to come. Because you realize you've been living from a fake identity, not from true power, but from ego man-made power. We want to live from our true power, our God nature. The one presence, one power God that wants to be known in, through, and as you. It's true that you have as much power as anyone who has ever been on this planet or ever will be. So it's time we start acting like it. Amen?
Amen.
That means we're not scared to be the voice of love if the voice of love is not around at a certain moment. It means that we're not afraid to be in our authentic selves. That we're not so busy trying to look good that we forget to love the person right next to us on the subway or the coffee shop or crossing the street, especially the one in need. Amen?
Amen.
Because there's plenty of it, and there is in my city too. Everywhere, plenty in need. You know, I honestly believe that what we see in terms of homelessness and need is showing us our shadow pieces outside of ourselves to teach us to love better. So as soon as we begin to love well, these problems will begin to erase. Living from your authentic power is about living in the reckless love of God. Just love everybody all the time. If you just allowed yourself to open to this idea, even now, something would shift for you. Say with me, the universe has amazing plans for me. Together.
The universe has amazing plans for me.
Sometimes a real insight into our power is our story. Many people in this room, I know from yesterday, have a story of overcoming. Amen? That means where you were, you're not today, praise God. And where you are today, you're going to be somewhere else in 6 months to a year. And in 10 years, you'll not be recognizable because you're continuing to do the soul work, right? We like to say at our church that we're more spiritual than religious. You guys say that here, don't you? You're more spiritual than religious. Well, the definition we give of that is when we're religious, that means we're scared of going to hell. And if we're spiritual, we've been there and we don't want to go back. Are you with me on that? Jazz hands, yeah. We love that. We love that. So there's a lot of recovery in this room. It may not be from alcohol or drugs, although it may be. But we're recovering from an old way of being, and we're even, sometimes it's just spiritually, we're growing up. Because we've moved into spirituality from our religiosity. So part of your power may be sharing that story with others. And not just through Facebook memes. I mean, like, for real, live and in person with skin on. Being engaged in the world. I love all the projects you guys are doing. The prom dress thing, the LGBTQ center. Awesome. Even the deep study that's happening on Sunday morning. You guys really are, in this community, a beacon. I just want to see these chairs filled. Yes. So, yeah, can we dream that together? Can we just envision what that would feel like? I mean, maybe even right now, let's just feel what it would feel like to have these chairs full. Just imagine the energy in the room. Somebody speak aloud a blessing for the people that are filling the seats right now. What blessing would you give someone right next to you right now? Speak that aloud.
Thank you.
Prosperity. Love. Blessing. Unconditional love. So we claim this in and after the nature of Jesus Christ, and so it is. And together we say, amen and amen. Together, amen and amen. So it is. You have called it forth. So next Sunday, there will be more people here. Claim that. Claim that. So that means you invite a friend. We don't just envision it and say, God, please send it down. We're a little busy. So what we want you to do is you just send it down while we hang out. We're going to go have coffee with the only people we know. And we're just going to hang out. No, we bring a friend. We show up and we say, we have something we want you to experience. That's part of the power you're going to bring to the city of New York. You guys are a beacon to the whole city right here in Symphony Space. Unity of New York is a beacon for this whole city. I see that. That's part of the power of this ministry, is the unconditional love, the practical, the positive that you're bringing into the homes and the lives of the people of New York and even around the country and around the world. Hey, hey, Facebook, we love that you're watching us. So what's your passion? What are you bringing to the world right now? Some of us forget what our passion is. We're so busy making it. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. So what do I mean when I say be in your passion? I mean, what do you love to do? What brings you joy? What lights you up every morning when you get up? What can you not wait to talk about and think about and do? What are you here for? Not what is your job. Say to the person next to you, not what is your job. Not what is your job. Nope. What are you here to bring? What's your passion? What do you love to do? That thing that lights you up, it's important to make time to do it. Yesterday in our workshop, we were talking about dreaming big, and it got so simple. It got so simple to breathe, to remember who we are, and then to move forward once we get a glimpse of what's ours to do. That's living in your passion. You know, I have a friend that loved to make bracelets, and she never made time to do it, and she finally did, and just kept making bracelets, making bracelets, making bracelets. Pretty soon, a big corporation bought her design. And she wasn't trying to sell anything, she was just making bracelets, like doing little small stands here and there. Just she had to move them somewhere. She doesn't really have to work anymore because they bought the design. So now she just makes bracelets for fun again. But it happened just because she was having fun doing what she does. It's important for us to make time for the things that light us up so that we bring that joy into the world. What is that thing you love to do that you always think about, that you're always reading about, that comes back and won't let you go? You may not even talk about it, but it's always there, kind of like as a subtext to what you're doing. I want you to start paying attention to that. Listen to that. That's the voice of God speaking to you. We often at our church call that God's guidance for us. The scripture says it comes in a still small voice. So sometimes we have to get real quiet to listen. We're going to do that in just a few moments in our meditation, just to remember to get quiet, to hear the voice of God speaking in and through us. So your power, your passion, and your purpose. What's your purpose? What are you here for? Ultimately, every one of us is here to channel God. Isn't that amazing? We all have the same purpose, only it's different for each one of us. Only it's different for each one of us. I finally got a glimpse of the vision for my life, and it was almost scary because it was so big. And I know I'm going to need God to accomplish it. That's how you know if you feel like you've reached the pinnacle of your life, you're not dreaming big enough. You need to need God to accomplish it. See, from the human level, it's not possible, but with God, what? All things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Say that with me. With God, all things are possible. All things, not some things, as Britt said, all things. So we need to dream bigger than we are right now. And when I say dream big, it doesn't have to be grandiose. It doesn't have to be grandiose and unbelievable. The biggest dream I have is connection with the people I love. That's a wonderful big dream. And I have that. You know, I teach prosperity classes, and I've taught them all over the world. And every time I go to teach, and everybody wants to come to this get-rich-quick idea, I say, that's not what prosperity is. As a matter of fact, I say to the class, what is your number one prosperity? And you know what the answer is every single time? Family. It's never money. And it's never job. So your big dream might be about repairing broken relationships between spouses, between parents and kids, between siblings. And as I say that, not every relationship should be repaired. Sometimes you need to let it go because it's unhealthy. Sometimes there's forgiveness and reconciliation. Sometimes there's forgiveness and release of relationship because that's the healthiest for all. So hear me. So what's your purpose? What are you here to do? What are you here to bring to the world? It might be something really simple. It might be that you're the joy bringer. Whenever you show up, the party starts. What an awesome purpose. A couple are laughing. They're like, that could be me. What if you're the one that brings authenticity into an office gossip? And you say, you know, I don't think I'm going to go there. Well, that changes everything. What if you're the one that's to bring sacred energy into a, like, weird energy situation? Does anybody know what I mean? Have you ever been in that on the airplane? It's like, wow, the energy around here is really weird. I think I'm just going to send love right now. And you'll notice a few minutes later, everything's what? Calm down. That's because you were the change agent. So let's dream big about what our purpose might be, about how we can bring a positive difference to the world. Not what can I get, what can I give. When you move into spiritual adulthood, you're over what can I get. You have enough stuff already. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Anybody who knows anything is getting rid of stuff now.
Yeah.
I don't want any more treasure maps for things I want. I'm over it. I have enough. We all have enough. We live in America. We have more than 96% of the whole world. My goodness, what we have is over. Who we are is what's happening. Amen? You can Google whatever it is you want to know. I don't need more knowledge. I need more cooperation. I don't need more facts. I need more creativity. You're feeling this with me. I know that. I can feel that.
Amen.
I want to like sit down with every one of you and like get your story because I see how powerful you are. When you're up here and you get to look out, you like see these lights like shining back. It's so powerful. Sometimes when I'm really dialed into spirit, I'll get this image when I look out and it's like behind the people, it's just space. And I just know that today is a divine appointment for us. I know it because we're here and it's happening now. So I claim that today, for me, for you, is a divine appointment. That you were on purpose. That you were called here, but you were here by choice. Spirit's not making you do anything. You said something matters enough to me today to get up and go to church because something's got to be better than where I am. So I want to get together with like-minded people to remind myself that there is something bigger going on. That I am a child of the universe here with a purpose. To bring love, to bring light, to bring energy, to bring sacredness, to bring cooperation, to bring creativity, to bring the reckless love of God wherever I go. Amen?
Amen.
What is impossible to humans is possible with God. Say with me, with God, all things are possible. Together.
With God, all things are possible.
God, all things are possible. The scriptures tell us it is done unto you as you believe. So I want to encourage you today with me to be courageous enough to believe that as high as you can dream is possible for you. Whatever that might be. Whether it's a new job or healed relationships or simply feeling connected. For some of us, that's as big as we can dream at the moment. Wherever you are in consciousness, I know God loves you, God supports you, and that Unity of New York is a place for your soul to grow, to mature, and to be accepted just where you are and lifted into a new level of consciousness. So can we just join together for a short prayer? Giving thanks, God, for this spiritual community that continues to support and uplift so many souls here in the seats, those joining us online. Remembering that the very presence, the power of God, is alive in each one of us. And in fact, we have as much power as anyone that ever has been or ever will be. We acknowledge your presence, your power in each soul here today. We see their passion being lived out in the world in a brilliant and magnanimous way so that many are blessed by who they are. And that finally, each of us is on purpose, living our light, enjoying the moments, because we are on purpose, giving the reckless love of God everywhere we go. So for our time together of worship and of celebration today, we are grateful, we are blessed. Together we say, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. We're going to say it all three times. Together, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
Welcome back to the community here. Thank you so much for having me.
As we breathe, as we breathe, that literally we are being breathed by God, that the essence of the whole universe is alive in each one of us. And as we breathe and connect with the soul, we are connecting with infinity itself. Presence, the power, and the love of God. The Christ presence is here now, raising me to its power and consciousness. As we breathe in this Christ power. And as we exhale, we breathe out any doubt, any negativity, any worry, any fear. Every release is a death, a letting go, and each inhalation, a baptizing, a renewing. As we rest in a moment of silence, we ask for divine guidance to be present for us. How are we to step out in a different way, living from our power, our passion, and our purpose? Show us this vision, God. We're ready to not only dream big, but live big.